Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. First, let's drop back to Friday for a moment in the celebration of Pete Seeger's 100th birthday. Nice crowd and a time of coming together.
Nice crowd, nice singing, and the wonderful Happy Traum, who has just done such a wonderful job for us. We're immensely grateful.
Let's go from there right into the news this morning. President Trump is objecting to Robert Mueller testifying before Congress. Alan, quote, Bob Mueller should not testify. This is a tweet. No redos for the Dems. The stance puts him at odds, says the New York Times, with Democrats and his own attorney general setting up another confrontation over presidential authority.
Well, clearly, this is a president who has decided to not cooperate with the Congress, and there is a constitutional obligation to do that. The Congress has the power to subpoena. The Congress has the power to hold people in contempt. Whether or not anything ever happens after that is another whole story, because we have an attorney general who clearly is under the thumb of the president of the United States, and we have all seen that. When he last appeared before the Senate, his parsing of his words to the point where nothing meant anything, and he took issue with virtually every kind of definition that he could, leaves us to understand that this is a full-scale constitutional crisis in which two branches of the government come up against each other. In my opinion, the Congress is well within its rights here. We now have a president who says, basically, I'm going to stick it in your eye no matter what happens. And he is doing exactly that. Now, he has a number of problems, David, this morning as we speak. He has his very good friend, the North Korean dictator, Kim Jong-un, who is, in fact, firing missiles. Now, he may call them other things besides missiles, but he's firing them. And that's after he has visited Russia, and that is after his consultations with the Chinese, you can be sure of it. So he is saying nothing nuts to you, to the president of the United States. After all of the braggadocio from the president, then you have what looks like a potential for a major confrontation with the Iranians, basically saying that they're up to something bad, which they may be, and that we're going to put a stop to that also. This may be an early sign of wagging the dog, a president who is unpopular in this country, who right now is underwater in virtually all of the major key states where he won the last time. And so you can expect that this is a guy who has shown us that there's very little between him and the ability to separate out his politics from what's good for the country.
We've also been witness to fighting between Israel and Gaza, which escalated rapidly yesterday. We hear now there's a ceasefire, but this is the worst combat since the last full-blown war in 2014.
This is pretty bad, all right. Obviously, some very bad characters are in control in Gaza. Now, that doesn't mean that the Israelis haven't done their own share of provocation, but it does mean that the Gaza folks are the ones who started this thing. And we know it because the United Nations has hardly been on the side of the Israelis, but they have condemned the Gaza people as having started this thing.
Well, Michael Cohen, of course, former lawyer, media attack dog, all-around fixture for President Trump, scheduled to begin serving his 3-year prison sentence today. It's in Otisville, New York.
Otisville, of course, is in our area, and it is a place where often Jewish prisoners have been put because it does offer some services for those who need kosher meals and other things. I can only say that this game isn't over yet. Obviously, this president is not about to pardon Michael Cohen. If he does that, he goes against everything he said about Cohen as a turncoat, as a person who was trying to get a better sentence. So it looks like Cohen will go to prison, and prison is not a pleasant place to be.
Let's talk about the push in New York, an all-out push. This is in the final weeks of the legislative session. From immigrant advocates, Alan, they want undocumented immigrants to be able to apply for driver's licenses.
Well, there are those who think it's a very good idea because you don't want people driving around without licenses, without having the state saying, yes, you can drive an automobile, you have to pass a test, and it makes a great deal of sense to know who's on our roads. On the other hand, there are those people who are arguing at the top of their voices, this is a terrible idea because these are not people who are legally in the country, and why would you be treating them in a legal sense? Personally, I think it's a very good idea, and I think it ought to be done. Nevertheless, obviously, this is something that will be contested in the letter sections and everywhere else in the newspapers because there are those people who really hate it.
We've talked about this for years, Alan, that not enough people pay attention to politics. You've tried to educate folks on what it means when people don't pay attention. And I see a column today by Charles Blow in the New York Times with the headline, "The Enemy of the People is Ignorance."
Well, it is. It's not an easy thing to understand. Many people don't see what's in it for them. Many people have not had civics in high school or in other places. Nevertheless, we know that most people know precious little about this. David, I've spent my life trying to correct this. I've done it with the Legislative Gazette newspaper. I've done it with the internships that I started so early so that people could be involved in it. One of the things that I have found with internships is interesting that instead of really understanding the system and doing something to correct it, there are those interns who say, I want mine now too. Mm. And you know that, David, because you helped run that program.
I do indeed.
And it is a real problem that people don't know enough about politics. However, once you start doing this kind of thing and having civics in high schools, somebody's going to show up on your doorstep to the Board of Education saying, that teacher said something I don't like. That goes on too.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David. Here we go. Hooray, hooray.
Another day. Chance to excel in every way.
Absolutely.